USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president releasing the administration's COVID-19 winter strategy. Joe Biden saying the situation in the U.S. is greatly improved as compared to a year ago, as he cites growing concerns about the new Omicron variant. He does warn things could take another turn for the worse this winter, but he is taking steps to try to reduce the risk.
And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
A bill to extend government funding is on its way to the U.S. Senate after some quick passage by the U.S. House, as the measure that was approved by a 221 to 212 vote pushes existing funding to mid-February. It's aimed at averting a government shutdown. Hulu is now pulling a documentary about the Astroworld tragedy after facing social media backlash. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The U.S. House committee that's looking into the January attack on the Capitol will increase public hearings in the coming year. Committee co-chair Liz Cheney telling a House panel that there will be a multiple number of weeks worth of hearings that will show, in her words, exactly what happened every minute of the day on that January day at the Capitol as well as at the White House. That Wyoming Republican Cheney was stripped of her House GOP leadership post over her frequent criticism of former President Trump. Stocks finishing on a positive note on Thursday trading after two poor days in a row. It's been a crazy ride for Wall Street over the past few sessions, starting with more than a 900-point drop by the Dow on Black Friday amid concerns about that new variant of the coronavirus. But on Thursday trading, the Dow rose 618 points and the NASDAQ finished with a gain of 127. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We're talking a lot about inflation these days. How do Americans feel about it? Well, with one gauge, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
45% of Americans in a new Gallup poll reported that recent price increases are causing their families some degree of financial hardship, with 10% describing the hardship as severe. Gallup saying lower income households are likely to be hit especially hard by the recent price increases, with 71% of households making less than $40,000 a year, saying inflation has caused hardship. This as Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes President Biden is doing more harm than good.
He's largely just shifting the blame. He's not trying to come up with answers. He's blaming oil companies or OPEC for high gas prices, for instance. Well, it's Joe Biden who shut down the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office, who refuses to authorize other pipelines needed to move petroleum products across the country.
And for the first time ever, Disney World in Orlando is apparently spreading holiday cheer by including Black Santas as part of their festivities at the resorts for the first time ever that's known of. The company hasn't put out an official statement about it, but patrons have taken to social media noting it. That began actually several weeks ago, and most of the comments have been celebrating it. One person tweeting, "Thank you for the representation." And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.